I saw this thing last night right before bed. It was scary, about this wedding shop in Mexico that the owner's daughter died, and then shortly after they got this new mannequin for the window, but it was like super too detailed, like it had like fingernails and veins and stuff.
What?
And people were like, it feels like it's always staring at me, and sometimes people think that it looks like it moves. And I was like, I shouldn't have watched that before I went to bed. Hello? Anybody there? Hello?
Hello?
This is the 8-Bit Show.
Where I'm Frankie. And this is Frankie. We're all Frankie.
Whoa. That's a lot of Frankie. There's only one Frankie. There's only room in this world.
You're not the Highlander.
For one, yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
I'm the Franklander.
You're too proud to be the Highlander.
Hey. Yeah, that's true.
Well, didn't Sean Connery play a Spaniard in that?
Yes, he did.
And that was terrible.
Well, it was alright, other than, you know.
It's Sean Connery.
But he's also played a Russian, so.
Oh, he's not talking, I guess. That's more believable.
No, he was talking. It was great hearing him speak Russian. Because there was just so many levels of confusing. Yeah. I think I liked Sean Connery most in, what's it called? Indiana Jones. I think that was my most favorite role of his.
Which Indiana Jones?
Last Crusade? Yeah. Right?
I've only seen the first one and the last one.
So you've seen... what's it called? Those two.
Yeah. The Crystal Skulls.
And...
The Temple of Doom? Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, so... So you've seen three. I wasn't counting Crystal Skull, though.
Well, that's the last one.
Yeah.
That's the one I've seen.
When people say the last one, though, I usually don't count. I only count the original trilogy.
Okay.
Because I hate...
Well, no, I've only seen two. Well, then I've only seen one, I guess, by your standards.
So wait, so did you see...
I've seen the Crystal Skulls and then the first one.
Okay. Okay. I don't remember what order they go in. It's confusing.
I think it... No, maybe it wasn't the first one. There were Nazis.
Yeah, that's the first one.
That is the first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
But see, I can't... Because I think the Temple of Doom was the third one that came out. But The Last Crusade might be a prequel? I can't remember.
Oh, the timeline's screwy.
Yeah. It's not that screwy.
So it's like just... Metal Gear. Not on that level of screwy?
Yeah, no, no. It's really not that bad. It's just I don't remember.
Okay.
But, no, I thought he was good in that one. He was actually, he was pretty comedic. He didn't play, the badass. He played an old guy that wanted to be the badass, pretty much, and kind of failed in a lot of parts. So, it was funny. It was good. And the way that, he worked, the way that him and, Harrison Ford kind of played off each other was really, really good. I thought.
I like when they make fun of him on Saturday Night Live.
On, Celebrity Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite role for him. It's not even really him.
He should totally play that.
Himself?
Yeah.
I think that would be funny.
That's what I would want to do if I saw that. And that were me. And they were making fun of me.
Pull a Michael Bolton and just make fun of yourself?
Yeah, or even, what's his name? Man, I'm just having a bad day.
What is his name?
Everybody hated him. He is in Transformers. Shia LaBeouf.
Oh.
With that music video. I can't remember who made it now. But it was all about Shia LaBeouf. Now he gets into a fight with somebody.
Vaguely familiar.
That was hilarious. That was a good video. Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of things people hate on, I am excited for the new Transformers movie.
I don't remember the trailer.
It's like The Last Night or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It looked interesting.
Like, I don't really care a whole lot about the story because I don't know, like, the classic story. So, to me, that's pretty irrelevant. As long as those giant robots fighting done well, that's all I'm excited for.
I think the only part of that that I kind of was annoyed with is like, oh, great, you're taking Optimus Prime out of the story again for half the movie, or what's going on? Because it feels like that's what they always have to do now, and I'm just kind of tired of that. Like,
that's fair.
But other than that, it looked interesting. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Because it's weird, because the last one that came out, I felt very conflicted by it. Because I thought that it wasn't bad, but it just wasn't amazing. I don't know, like the fighting in it wasn't nearly as good as the other ones.
I had a little bit higher hopes for the dinosaur.
Yeah, ones. That's right.
So it was a little bit disappointing that they weren't really in it until like the last little bit.
Yeah.
But hopefully they're just setting that up for them to be more in the next one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Mark Wahlberg did an alright job.
Oh yeah, I thought he was probably the best part of it, I thought.
Not the Linkin Park song?
I don't like Linkin Park. I don't even remember.
No, I'm just messing with you because I think they've done a song for every one of them.
Oh.
And they use it like every action sequence.
That's good.
Yeah.
I need more of that in my movie, please.
Yeah.
Every action sequence. Do it. There was a trailer that I saw that, Spider-Man Homecoming. Did you see the new trailer for that?
Yeah.
I think it came out earlier this week.
I think I saw it when I saw Beauty and the Beast. Maybe it was just like a little teaser trailer. Where he's talking to Tony Stark in the car.
Yeah, he does that.
And there's like other stuff.
But. Yeah. I think so. I don't know, but I watched the trailer, and I'm actually a little bit less excited for it.
I've never been really enthralled with Spider-Man. I mean, it's entertaining. I thought the last guy was a lot better than Tobey Maguire. Mostly because the third one that Tobey Maguire was in was awful.
God awful. Jeez.
Like, the first one was okay.
Yeah.
And the second one was almost as okay. And then the third one was just so bad that it, like, I... Ugh.
Yeah, actually, the only part of the first three that I thought was consistently awesome was, what's his name? The guy that plays,
James Franco.
No. J. Jonah Jameson.
I don't know what his name is.
I thought that he just played that part perfectly. Like,
yeah.
Like, ripped straight out of the 90s cartoon. Pretty much. So. Pretty
spot on casting.
Yeah, I hope they bring him back, honestly, because I remember him saying that he actually wanted to reprise his role for the ones with, God, I forgot his name, too. Andrew Garfield. He was the last Spider-Man.
Mm.
But they never even brought... I don't think there was J. Jonah Jameson in the last one. I don't know. I hope they bring him in, though, because he was really good.
We saw Logan, finally.
I did. You should tell me about Beauty and the Beast, though, because I haven't seen that, and I'm interested.
Have you seen the animated one?
Yes.
Then you're good.
Really? It's, like, exactly the same?
No, it's not exactly the same, but I mean...
It's shot for shot.
Yes. You put them right next to each other, and it's the same movie length. Like, all of the frames are the same. They just line up
perfectly. That would be actually a pretty cool feat.
Yeah. They didn't do that. So you're going to be disappointed. No, it was good. The special effects were good. The songs were done well. I don't really understand why some people are all uppity about there being a gay character. Because he wasn't, like, overtly gay. Like, if you're a little kid, like, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought that was fine. And it was just, like, funny stuff that, like, he was a little bit sassy. And
uh-huh.
But, I liked Luke Evans as Gaston.
Mm-hmm.
He was a douche, you know, as Gaston is.
Yep. That's good. Nailed that.
Yeah.
Okay. Should I wait to see it? Like, should I see it in a dollar theater, or is it just wait till it comes out?
Well, our dollar theaters are not really high quality, so no, if really you're not wanting to see, like, the crispness of, like, the special effects and CG and all of that stuff, I would see it in the theater, or I guess, you know, if you have a good TV, get it on Blu-ray. It'll still be pretty good.
Okay.
Luckily, when we went, there wasn't a billion kids, so that was nice.
Oh, yeah.
Because Darlene took me with some of her friends.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Shout out to Darlene.
Yeah.
I get to tell her about this. She'd be like, what? You guys are nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I saw Logan. That, I thought, it's actually my favorite superhero movie so far now. The reason for that is about halfway through, I realized that this is the first movie that's really taken on, like, some really serious, first superhero movie that's taken on some really serious stuff and, like, pulled it off tactfully, I think, every step of the way, that I can think of. I can't think of another one where it's just kind of like the really serious bits are kind of throwaway in other superhero movies, you know, like all this shit with Uncle Ben under any iteration of Spider-Man is just kind of like, yeah, here we go again.
Yeah.
I don't know, like any of that stuff just it's too melodramatic, I guess, with all the other superhero movies. So, and then the opposite end of that is that, like, Deadpool kind of underplays the seriousness of everything, so, which is fine. It was great. But this one I felt just, like, pulled it off in a way that I really appreciated. Like, I don't know, it felt like it almost didn't feel like a superhero movie at some parts, you know?
It was, yeah, it was very fresh that it was not about how awesome and doing all of these amazing things. He's just a sad old guy.
Right.
Trying to make it through each day.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And, like, I don't know. What's cool is it's like just having to deal with the consequences that you're, like, dealt with, you know? Like, or that you're dealt. It feels like the total underpinning of the story. But yeah, and it was kind of cool because it was like, it doesn't matter if you do have superhero powers or not, you know, whatever you have, there's shit you're going to have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, you know, that's kind of the story of X-Men, period. But yeah, just the way that it was done in this movie was really, really unique. So, and I think there actually might be parts where Hugh Jackman might be able to win an award for his performance. I don't know if that'll happen, but
everybody loves Hugh Jackman, so I would not doubt that.
Right? Yeah, and that's the thing is for some of the other movies that he's done, I've kind of been like, all right, he's kind of like whatever, you know. I mean, I still love the guy. He's really awesome. But some of his performances lately just haven't like been like killer for me. So this movie like kind of brought that back, I think.
And we're not going to get any more?
Nope. That's okay. It's a good way to go out, honestly. Like, yeah. I'm okay with that. I think. We'll see.
No, I would rather that there be a definite ending to something and end on a good note than drag it out until you wished it was dead.
Right?
Like most TV shows.
Seriously. Yeah. So, speaking of TV shows, what are those people called? The CadCast? They were discussing superhero TV shows, and they said something interesting that I never really considered before, but so I'm not really a big fan of the Marvel superhero shows on Netflix. They're not bad, but I'm just not like wowed like everybody else was, right?
I've not watched any of them.
Well, so what they've been complaining about recently is that it's gone on too long. Like, they want to tell a story, but it takes too many episodes. They should have just cut it down because... Mm-hmm. And I think, honestly, like, looking back, that is my problem. Why I'm not... Because they're... For the most part, they're good characters or, you know, things are done well in it. It's just... It does feel like it's too labored. Like,
it's kind of like... a Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. You know, it's just like, all right...
12 episodes to see one fight.
Yeah, it's like, all right, get on with it, you know? Like... Get to the point, because, like, for Daredevil, it was like, all right, like, I get it. You're working towards this end story, but it's like, there's these extra bits here that just, they don't need to be there. And then, in Jessica Jones, it felt like she's trying to get to him, like, so badly, and it's like, well, just do it. Like, you have all these opportunities, just do it.
Mm.
You know? And it's like, well, I guess she's not really trying to get to him, but... You know, it's like that realization of what she needs to do needed to happen sooner. But, yeah, I don't know. So, speaking of dragged out too long, I think that's my problem. So, and I think that's why I kind of like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because they don't have that weird formula going for them like a lot of other superhero movies or shows do.
But
you should check them out.
Now that I know that they drag on too long. Yeah.
No, not those ones. Just Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Okay. It is fun. There's... Start on the second season.
I can't do that.
You might not... So the first few... I'd say actually the first 7 episodes. They're not that good. At least the first time you watch them.
See, but at least I know that going in. Because, like, Adrian tells me that all the time with, like... He did the same thing... What was it? The Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. He said to skip the first season because it was so awful. And then I was watching. I was like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I won't know what's going on. So I was watching it. And so he was rewatching it. And he's like, oh, no, these aren't that bad. And I'm like, well, then why did you tell me to skip them? I would have been so lost. And then he did the same thing with Metal Gear. He was like, oh, you could just skip this game and this game and jump in here. And I'm like, the timeline's already confusing enough. Like, that doesn't even make any sense to do.
All right.
Do that.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, so when I first watched him, the first 7 episodes, they were just, I hated them. Like, I didn't even watch them all, I just told Rianne, I was like, you know what, no, I'm done. Like, let's skip to the one that I've heard is good, the one where you should start at, and just go from there. And I super enjoyed it from that point on. But the thing is that if you go back and watch him, it feels like, if you can like the characters right off the bat, then you're going to enjoy it. But it feels like the introduction to them just wasn't good enough. So, knowing how the characters are plays better to how they interact from the very, very beginning, you know? I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, it wasn't like the first superhero-y show, right?
Yeah, like,
no. Recently? I'll say maybe it just took them a while to find their angle, their footing. They weren't sure where they were going.
Maybe. The problem is, though, that when I went back and watched them, I was like, this is awesome because the characters are exactly like how they are. I couldn't figure out exactly what it was, why I didn't like them at first. But there's parts of it where it's just like, oh yeah, that's exactly how that character would act. You know, like it doesn't feel like they actually evolved between that time frame like a whole lot. I mean, they clearly did because that's what story arcs do, but it didn't feel like drastic enough, you know, where I could say, yeah, they're different characters. But so I don't know. I think it's just, I didn't feel that connection to them instantly.
That's fair. It's like when I first started watching the newer Doctor Who's, the first two episodes I absolutely hated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything about him. Like, the camera work was terrible, and, like, the acting was terrible. I thought everything about him was terrible. And then, after the first few, it was really good. And then, so, it was just, like, the first one's kind of... I almost wanted to stop there, but then I was like, well, I'll just give it a chance, and they're still figuring it out.
Yeah. So. Yeah. TV shows. What can you do about them? But watch them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have come to the conclusion that I'm content with being a season behind all the time. Because we have Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
So we're watching Gotham and Lucifer. And, like, I don't understand why there are so many breaks in the season. There's, like, a winter break and, like, a mid-season break and then, like, a spring break. So I'm like, you get, like, two episodes and then a month and a half off and then two more episodes. And then they try and tell, like, this dramatic story in two episodes. And it's just garbage.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand all that either. That's why I like... It's not so much that I want to binge and watch every episode one after the other, but it's more like I don't want to have to wait these stupid long iterations for one little detail, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
or they think that they're leaving like this super cliffhanger and you're like,
right.
Okay. It's going to be like 3 months, so I'll just forget about it.
Seriously, like, that's the problem. Like, because you have to, after that time, I feel like you might not have to, but you want to go and watch the previous episode, right?
Yeah.
In the very least.
Refresh yourself.
Yeah, unless they have a really good recap at the beginning of their episodes, which a lot of shows don't, so.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anything else TV movie wise you want to discuss?
So last week, maybe it was the week before, Adrian had never seen any of the Fast and the Furious movies. Ooh. And we saw the preview for the 8th one that's coming out next month. And he wanted to watch them. So we bought the collection that had all of them. So in 5 days, we watched all 7 movies.
Wow, nice.
I had seen almost all of them. I hadn't seen the second one, and then the 7th one. The second one is very awful.
Really?
It was like they tried to give it a real story.
I think I remember that, yeah.
And it just didn't work. And then they did Tokyo Drift after that, and I think that's when they found their footing, and they're like, we don't need an elaborate story. People just want car chases and dreamy guys, I guess.
Yeah.
And nice cars. And then they just went with it. And then they added in action fights, and that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're excited to see that.
So, you say it's from the 3rd one on is when...
Well, the first one was good. Just the second one was not.
Yeah.
As good. Like, it is my least enjoyable... The least enjoyable of the 7.
Because I think it wasn't until... And I don't really remember a whole lot of the 4th one. But I want to say the first one I thought was all right. And then the second one I didn't like. And then Tokyo Drift was awesome. And then the 4th one was just kind of eh. But then when the 5th one came out, I think that's when I was like, oh yeah, I'm back in this.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was the sixth one, but I watched the fifth one beforehand, and I was like, oh, shit, okay.
When they're pulling that giant safe, and yeah. It's just ridiculous.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like every iteration from them has just been them embracing that more and more.
Yeah, and then they just bring in, like, all these, like, ridiculous people. Like, right? Let's just throw a Jason Statham, and then we'll just bring in Kurt Russell for no reason. He's just there.
Yeah. Yeah, they've done really good. So, how does he like it?
He was thoroughly enjoying all of them.
Good.
Except awesome. For two. And he's like, I've actually seen two, but the only part I remember is them crashing a car into a boat. Which oh, happens shit, at, like, the last part of the movie. So I was like, okay.
Huh.
So there you go. That was the highlight of the movie.
Keep that in mind. I want to go back and watch them all from the beginning again. That's for sure. But we'll see. I think I have them all. I think I pirated them.
Shh. It's illegal.
Don't tell my parents.
And then we might go see Life this weekend.
What's that?
The one where they're in space. It's Ryan Reynolds and other people. And they get, like, that sample from Mars, and it, like, evolves and attacks the guy, and then they're infected, and they're trying to kill it so it doesn't get to Earth and kill everyone.
I haven't seen this. Is it, like, the black oil?
It's not black. It's not really oil. So, no.
So another way of saying it is no.
No. It looks more like an amoeba. But then it, like, grows really fast.
Hmm.
Or evolves really fast, I guess.
Weird.
Yeah.
You have to let us know how that is.
Yeah. And then after that, just Alien Covenant. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm. What about... Isn't there some other big movie that's coming out?
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Ah.
Wonder Woman?
Yeah, Wonder Woman.
Eh, looks
alright. You're not excited by it?
No.
Oh. Well then. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
I mean, I'll go see it, because Adrian really wants to see it.
I think the trailer for that, though, looks better than pretty much every other DC movie of late.
Batman vs. Superman was enjoyable. I liked it.
I did not. I really didn't.
I feel like it was too much of a rush to get to the Justice League. But other than that, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. Hasn't it taken a while for the Justice League still?
I don't know. Didn't they just put out a trailer for it?
Yeah. It's been a while, though, since... Well, I guess it hasn't been that long in the scheme of moviness. I don't know.
I think they said there's going to be a Venom movie next year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hopefully they don't screw that up.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And by yeah, I mean no.
Oh.
Oh.
Fargo season 3 starts next month.
I haven't seen any of that, so I don't know.
I watched... the first season a few months ago. Adrian made me watch it. I was reluctant. Not that I thought it was going to be bad. I just did not pique my interest.
Yeah.
But it was really good.
I heard that in Westworld? Is that what it is?
I've heard that one's really good too, but I haven't seen any of that one yet.
I think I actually have the first episode downloaded. I was going to check it out, but I just haven't. Gotta do that eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We're just watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every episode is funny.
Almost every episode, the way you put it. Well, do you want to talk about Zelda?
Yes.
I mean, are you done with the game? You're just like not finished.
just done with it. I didn't beat the game. It's just garbage, so yeah. I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But I'll do it for you.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's that great of a game either, so.
It's overhyped.
Way overhyped.
The Switch is overhyped.
Now, that I didn't expect you to say.
It's garbage. I'll sell you mine.
For? How much?
$299. And 99 cents.
Deal. Is that including tax? So apparently a bunch of new batches got shipped out.
Yes, I've been seeing pretty much everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't been to any stores. I was at Walmart today. I didn't even take a notice.
I think we saw some on my side of town at that Walmart. I've seen some at the Target and the Best Buy.
Today? Or was this yesterday?
A couple days ago. But I know if you're part of the GA group on Facebook, I think people regularly post when places get shipments in.
Post in the sightings?
Yeah.
It's like Pokemon all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figure within a few months there probably won't be any sort of shortage.
No.
Because it doesn't seem like they've gone crazy, like, gone for this batch. And this is only the second batch, right?
Yeah.
But Nintendo did say that they've already sold more than the Wii U, I think.
Yeah, that's what we were reading the other day also.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yeah. That's good news for them. Either way you cut it, that's good news for them.
Yeah, because the Wii U, I actually waited almost a year before I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I waited until Pikmin came out.
And speaking of, Pikmin 2 just came out on the Wii U.
Oh.
So you can get that on the virtual, on the...
Didn't beat the one for the Wii U. I got stuck on a part and then I got distracted with other games like I usually do.
Actually, you're probably pretty close to the end. That game ended a lot sooner than I thought it would.
I think when we had talked about it, you had said that I was pretty close to the end.
Yeah. Because I feel like there is a kind of a big difficulty spike, and then it's over. And you're just kind of like, oh, okay.
Well, they did DLC for it, didn't they?
They did, and I didn't do any of that DLC. I don't think I purchased it or anything.
Yeah.
So, it's really good, though. It just fell short.
Zelda. You hate it?
I hate it. It is... No, I love it.
You spent all day yesterday hating it?
And the day before?
And the day before.
And the day before that?
Oh.
No. I don't know how much time I've sunk into it now. I'm not sure at all. It's been a lot. I guess I could load up the Wii U. Too difficult.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. I put a lot of time into it, though. And I currently have done 3 of the Divine Beasts.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it, every time I hear Divine Beasts, I just think of Beast from X-Men with a halo. Like he's so ascended.
Fancy.
Yeah. Yeah, in white robes. Just come with me, Logan.
Oh, I just hear Frasier now.
The problem is that there's so much to the world. I don't want to continue on with the story because I'm just having a lot of fun doing all the side quests, and I'm still exploring stuff. There's been a lot of complaints that I've heard from people saying that there's so much empty space. And while I do agree with that to a degree, I feel like whenever you're in the middle of somewhere that's quote-unquote empty, you can look around and there's something of interest.
Yeah.
It might be something small like, oh, that might have a, what's it called? Korok seed or...
Yeah.
Or whatever. But I have a bigger problem feeling that in, like, Elder Scrolls. Especially Morrowind. There's definitely times where it was like, there's absolutely nothing out here.
You're just walking to walk?
Yeah. It's like...
But if you jump, you'll level up your acrobat skills.
That's true. Did we talk about the way that Link jumps?
I don't think so.
How he jumps kind of like a fairy?
Well, it's because he is a fairy.
He prances. If you're running and you jump and you time it right so that the way that his arms swing, it really literally looks like he's prancing through Hyrule. And it's pretty awesome. Okay. I enjoy it. I do it all the time.
And we spent the majority of our time exploring and just looking at, like, oh, what's that in the distance? Let's go check that out.
Yeah.
So we've only done one of the Divine Beast dungeons. We're working on the second one now. But we did get the Master Sword and all the towers.
Wow, you've already got the Master Sword. Holy cow.
It wasn't really that hard.
No, it's really not.
Like, going through the Lost Woods, I did it on the first try.
What? Really?
Yeah.
No, now I'm pissed.
Well, I mean, I was just like, oh, there's lamps, and then you could... Well, I don't want to give it away, but...
Yeah.
Once you figure, like, you notice it, you're like, oh. So, yeah.
Well, okay, so that's the thing. For the last part, I didn't figure it out, but I realized after a few times that if you walk in one direction, if you see the mist come towards you to whisk you away, you could run back the other way with enough time to not get taken out. So,
hopefully.
Yeah. So it actually didn't take me that long to do it, even though I didn't figure out the last puzzle of it. But, yeah. I should have thought of that.
Yeah. Well, at first I was just like, ran past them, and then I saw the mist, and then I was like, oh, I'll just backtrack. And then that's when I saw that, and I was like, oh, that might make it easier.
Yeah.
Because then you could just see. So yeah, I did all of the towers. I think Adrian did the first one. I did the rest of them. We have all of the memories except for the one at the castle, but I know where, like, how to get there-ish.
Oh, do you? Okay.
But like I said, there's just all the enemies and stuff, so I'm just putting that one off.
Yeah, I figured out how to deflect the Guardian's beams back to them.
Yes, that is so helpful.
Right? And it's actually really fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually enjoying that mechanic. It was really difficult to pull off at first, but once you get the timing,
yeah,
it's pretty awesome.
And even if you don't time it correctly, I don't think it does very much damage. It just breaks your shield.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have other shields, you're not going to be in too much trouble.
Yeah. Yep, yep. And unless you're like me, where I would deflect too early, and then it would just boom and go
blast
flying
your
off.
Face.
Yeah, that was always fun.
I've done that a couple of times with the bomb. Like, I go to throw it and then detonate it too early, and then just blast myself into the side of a mountain.
Yeah, that's good stuff too. So I feel like the biggest complaint that I actually have, because I want to say that Zelda isn't a perfect game. It's an incredibly awesome game, and it does so much right. But it I don't know if there can ever be a perfect game, right?
Mm-hmm.
As much as I love it, and I don't want to say any bad about it, because I am so very much in love with it. The biggest complaint that I have is the damn food. I really wish that after you made one of the recipes, that it would, like, just store it somewhere. So you could just, if you have the ingredients, then you could just click a button and remake it.
Well, a lot of, from what I've noticed, a lot of them, it's not really, like, super food specific. It's just, like, quality specific.
Yeah.
So, like, if you have a mushroom, like, there's a couple of them that do stamina, and then a meat, if you put them together, it's going to do the same thing.
Yeah. And So that's the thing, is that, like, now I don't really have a problem with the food. Having to make it, I kind of figured out how it works. But it felt like, for the first 2 or 3 days that I was playing it, that would have been super helpful to get it down a little quicker. Mm-hmm. Maybe, or it could have just made me lazier and maybe not actually figure it out.
Well, they also have the recipes, like, in some of the houses and the inns, or the stables.
Yeah.
So you could take pictures of them with your Sheikah slate.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Look at them later.
Well, that's smart. Well, fine. You outsmarted me.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It happens quite often.
They tell you in the game that that might be helpful to do, to take pictures of things.
Nope. I've taken pictures only of... I actually haven't taken any pictures in a while, but I was trying to, like, actually complete the compendium. So that's actually fun, too. Like, I know they're just, like, little gather-everything quests, but I don't know. For some reason, I don't find them laborious in this game. Maybe because it is Zelda. Maybe it's because I feel like when I'm heading towards a destination, me taking the long way there and, like, finding all that stuff along the way is fun. And there are plenty of times that I just fast travel. Mm-hmm. But I never feel frustrated by traveling, like, on foot even.
Yeah, for the most part, I don't either. Because I'm like, oh, I'll just collect parts to level up, like, a clothing or an armor.
Yeah.
Or collecting bugs for somebody or something like that. Just do that along the way. Unless I'm, like, in a time crunch. I'm like, no, I just want to do this, and then I can go to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'll fast travel. There was one area that I was disappointed that there, like, wasn't anything there. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to say what it is and ruin it. I'll tell you later.
You can tell me now.
Have you found the Colosseum?
I have.
And you fight the Lionel?
Yeah. I didn't beat the Lionel. I found it, like, a long time ago, and I was like, okay, this is bad.
Yeah, the first time we went there, we got wrecked.
Yeah.
And then we got, like, the Master Sword and everything, and we came back. We fought it. And he drops, you know, like, the usual weapon, shield, whatever.
And that's it? That's all that's there?
And then, so you can go, like, on the levels of the Colosseum, and are like, oh, maybe there's, like, a chest somewhere. Nope. Defeat all of the enemies. Nada.
Wow.
And I think there was, like, on the mountain that, like, butts up against it, there was a chest. But I feel like that was just a random one that was there, not, like, for the Colosseum. Mm-hmm. And it was not anything, like, exciting.
Huh.
So.
Yeah.
That was disappointing. So I'm like, you have this really cool, like, ominous area where he's just, like, hanging out in there. And you're like, oh, it's going to be, like, the super battle. Like, it's going to be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, there actually are a few places like that. Actually, the Zora's Domain. There's a bunch of, like, places that you can kind of make your way to that don't really have anything special. Like, there's chests there. But I think, like, one of them was just... I think it was some amber, and the other one was some shitty weapon. But that might be there so that you can use that to recreate the weapon that you get from the Zoras. Because I feel like there's one of those. So the thing is, what are they called? The Gerudos. Is it Gerudo or Gerudo?
Well, if you're going by Hyrule Warriors, it's Gerudo. That's how they say it in the...
That's on canon, though.
As I'm saying, like, if you go by that.
Yeah, so with them, I don't know if I broke or just straight up misplaced the weapon that I got, but I went back at some point and was like, oh yeah, I don't have this in my inventory, I don't know where it is. And so in order to recreate some of those, to recreate the weapons, I guess you need a base weapon to give them, along with some materials.
So we haven't encountered that yet, so that might be why.
Mm-hmm. What do you get from... What's it called?
The Gorons?
The Gorons, yeah.
We didn't get a weapon. We got, like, a little shield from the guy.
Once you just got a shield.
Yeah.
Cause.
So when you like lock onto an enemy, it'll put like a little protective bubble around you.
Ah, okay. Cause
Don't forget to restart it when you're ready.
It's actually I just marked it, so it's okay. Now I need another marker. Bloop. Okay. Why? Oh no! I've taught you something. Now I forgot what I was gonna say.
Base weapons.
No.
Gorons.
So from the Zoras, I got a weapon. From the Rudo, I got a weapon. And from the Gerudos, I got a weapon and a helmet. So that was interesting. Like, it's a special helmet, I think. I don't think it's, like, going to be part of a whole outfit.
Well, there is armor in the Goron city because it's so hot.
Yeah.
So you do get, like, an armor set there.
But that would make sense that it would be weapon. Like, so what would that? It would be, because I got a bow from the Rudos. You get a spear from the Zoras. You get a scimitar from the Gerudos, and then you would get a shield then from the Gorons. So I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, otherwise you would get a sword, and I feel like you already have a sword that's special, so.
Yeah. That's true.
So, yeah.
It is nice when you get the Master Sword. Like, it's unbreakable, but it loses power.
Mm-hmm.
So once you use the power, like, you just can't use it for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you can use it again.
And it felt like when you use it to fight the Ganons, that it doesn't lose power then, right? Cause
ours did.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I think because I've only used it once. And I don't think I lost power on it. But to be fair, the battle took an extremely long time because I was a fucking idiot. Like, I just did not get how to defeat him. It's really easy and really...
Is it the same for all of them, pretty much?
No.
Okay.
It's different. Yeah.
Because we ran into a little snag on the lizard. Because we, like, at first we were just fighting him with the sword and just wailing on him. He was down to, like, half health in no time. Maybe a minute.
Yeah.
And then he changes what he does, and we're like, what are you supposed to do? Like, and then the Goron guy was like, oh, you have to fight him in, like, not the normal way that you do. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, none of our abilities are working. Nothing is... And I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
How I do normally fight things is what he wants us to do.
That's good.
So then after that, it was really easy.
Yeah, so that's the thing, is that there's a... I don't remember what it was for the Zoras, but it switches up halfway through each battle. And I feel like for the Zoras and the Rudos, it was pretty self-explanatory. But I guess it could just... Like I said, it's... Sounds like it was kind of the same for you, where it's like, some of that's obvious, but it could be overlooked.
Well, okay, so speaking of that, I don't know if all of the dungeons do it, but how... You look at the map, and it has, like, some mechanic that you can change.
Yeah, they all do that, yeah.
So the lizard one was the first one that we did. And I was the one playing, so I was trying to read the things, and I didn't have my glasses. And Adrian was talking to me, I don't know, complaining about something, probably. So then I wasn't, like, paying full attention on reading it. So I missed the part where he says that you could tilt the map. So then, like, all of the puzzles, and I was like, well, all of these involve us, like, turning, like, the whole thing over on its side, but I don't know how to do it. So I was like, well, I know, like, I had all of the puzzles figured out. We had everything squared away. We just didn't know how to do that. And then I was like, just look at the map, and maybe we missed something. And then I was like, oh, it says you could turn it right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's handy to know.
Yeah. That's his fault.
Yeah. But so, I mean, I don't know. Did you like the dungeon?
I did. I thought it was fun. If I would have known that you could just do that right off the bat,
yeah,
we would have finished it in probably like 15 minutes, maybe. Mm-hmm. 10, 15 minutes. I honestly spent the most time wandering around in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know where I was going.
Yeah.
But after that, it was good.
Yeah, I kind of like it because it's, a lot of people are complaining that, you know, it's not like all the other dungeons in Zelda or whatnot, but you can kind of look at it that all the shrines and the divine beasts combine, they are kind of like a complete set of dungeons, honestly. Except the difference is that the one big puzzle that you usually figure out doesn't have all those other little ones that are kind of in the way.
Mm-hmm. And I like that you do all, like, your boss fights or, like, all of your fighting in order to get there, and then you know, like, it's just the puzzle.
Yeah.
And, like, that's, like, the final key to getting it, and then you fight the whatever element, Blight, Ganon.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that, because then, you know, like, once you're there, like, you're so close to getting it. And you mm-hmm. just know, like, you just have to figure out this puzzle and then get this last one, and I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really, really cool. I it's definitely different, but I do like it a lot. I don't know if it's necessarily better or worse, but I think it's awesome. And that's the thing, I do still really like the ideas that the shrines are separate. And what's really interesting, I think, is that I'm pretty much exclusively finding shrines now where the puzzle isn't in the shrine.
Yeah, I like those ones, and I hate them at the same time.
Right?
Because you're like, I just want to figure this out. And then, thankfully, like, all of the ones that we've been have been like that, like, you go in and you just, like, it was just getting into the shrine.
Yeah.
But I'm like, there's going to be that one where you have to do, like, this whole ordeal to get to it, and then you still have to do one on the inside. But I don't think they're mean enough to do that.
Yeah. I haven't ran into that yet, so I'm hoping not.
But I like the dragon ones where you have to shoot the dragon. Well, did you? It's, like, on the mountain.
Yeah, I've done one of those. I don't know. Are there more?
We've seen four dragons.
Yeah, I've seen four too, but I haven't. I've only had
two
to fight
of them.
One.
Were to get into shrines.
Oh, okay.
So I don't. I'm assuming the other two are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure.
And then you can collect their scales for other stuff,
yes.
Right?
Scales, horns. Because I shot one in the face on accident, and then he got mad.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can get those. Multiple times.
See, I was trying to get to one. I was trying to fight one, and he just, like, ran away from me. You bastard. Twice, actually, he ran away from me.
Well, there's the one on the mountain where he intentionally does that. So you have to, like, climb the mountain to get closer each time to shoot the little eyeball things.
Oh. Oh, no, wait, I did that one. But this thing, when I did it, He kept doing this. I don't know if it was just a mechanic that was there or if it was something that he was doing, but I kept catching updrafts so that I would go up and down and up and down and up and down.
Hmm.
So I thought that's how it would work with this other one, but it didn't, so.
Yeah, I think sure. Each one has, like, its own twist.
Yeah.
Because there's one that, like, shoots lightning.
Oh. Oh,
or
yeah, that's right.
Electricity balls off of it where it's really jungly.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, like, came up out of nowhere, and I was like, oh my god, I'm scared, I'm running away.
Yeah, we, like, took the long way around that part.
Yeah. Damn it, what were we talking about before?
We're talking about the dungeons. And then Divine Beasts.
Yeah, so everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, a lot of people are complaining about them. I think they're awesome.
I like them. I really liked the one of the Zora, area when before you even get inside of it when you're with the prince.
Oh yeah,
that one was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like that a lot too.
That Adrian was really... made it way more difficult than it needed to be, but
Actually, I think the Zora one was the one that I had the most trouble with. But it was the first one that, I did play, so. Mm-hmm. I feel like the other, once you do one, the other ones kind of can progress a little bit easier because you understand how it's going to go, you know?
Yeah.
So I did find an invisible wall. In the desert. If you do try to go as far east as you can, it tells you, it like just straight up says you can't go any further.
Oh, I think, yeah, I've gone there.
So that's not that bad. I mean, it feels like there's a bunch of mountainy areas in that place. Like, why don't you just make a super tall mountain that you can't... Well, I guess theoretically...
If you had enough stamina or stamina even, foods,
you yeah, could you could just climb it. Eat more food, so...
Like that guy that parasailed for 22 minutes.
What? Yeah. How did he do that?
I would assume he just kept finding, like, drops go up and then circle around. I don't know.
Holy shit, I just realized how I could extend how long, you know, for the for the distancing. If you shoot a fire arrow...
And then you'll catch the heat from that. Yeah,
catch the updraft. Because I've been thinking, how am I going to get over the ridge that'll let me get to the places further down? And that's the thing, you don't have the skill yet. There's a skill that you get, spoilers, that'll let you jump, like, super high into the air, essentially.
So, I didn't want to know that, but thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, then, the show's
trust
over.
Me, you do.
I'm taking these Thin Mints with me. They're not even mine.
Well, that's okay. They're Thin Mints. They're totally
worth it.
I like
the caramel ones better.
Caramel? Are those...
They're like circles with like circles cut out in the middle.
The Samoas? Like,
yeah, those ones.
Yeah. Those are my two favorites, the Thin Mints and the Samoas, so...
Oh, your dog's crying.
Whiner.
She wants to be where the people are. She's like, oh, a ball. Oh, a rawhide. Which one? I'm just gonna go lay down.
I'm just gonna go look at this wall.
Have you done the island challenge one?
Yeah. So
we tried to do that one before we were well enough equipped for it. And by equipped, meaning we had more than 5 hearts.
Oh, wow. Holy cow. Yeah.
So, yeah, the first time we got 2 of the circle orbs, mm-hmm. and then we're like, there's no way that we can do this. So we came back and did that one. That one was really enjoyable.
Right? I really like that. Even though... So, when the first time that I died, I was like, oh, it didn't save. Like, that really sucks. So, the second time I went in, and I was like, I did the first 2 that you can do kind of easily. And I was like, okay, time to save. You cannot save at this part.
Yeah.
It's like, ah, oh, fuckers. That's okay. All or nothing. It's a complete challenge. But, yeah, it was... It was actually one of the most enjoyable things. She's trying to bury it.
Oh. Well, help her.
There's no help in her.
Just pull the blanket over it.
She won't. Sometimes she does. It doesn't face her. She just keep going. She just, I don't know. It's just something that she does. Like, sometimes she'll have it underneath her pillow there. And in her bed. And she'll just keep doing that.
Just like smog.
Yeah, she's
just
gonna
lay on top of it.
Yep, it's her treasure. So okay. Yeah, sometimes I don't know how many rawhides she actually has.
Not Cornelius. It, like, as soon as it leaves your hand, he's on it. It's gone.
Yeah, no, she hoards a lot of stuff. She's crazy. I guess that's a dog thing to do, though, right? Burying bones and stuff.
Yeah. Cornelius is a hobo dog, so he eats everything that he can. He still thinks fair. He doesn't know when he's going to get fed next.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not really like that, so.
Like, if I just left his food bowl full, he would just eat all of it and then...
get sick.
Yeah, and then eat that.
You.
Yeah. I'm just glad he doesn't get in the cat box.
Yeah, that's very good.
So I liked the... like, it's kind of like a marshy area where it's like a spiral, sand spiral, and you have to carry it.
I haven't done that yet.
It's not as hard as you think.
Okay. Did you... so there are people saying that there's a mirror from Twilight Princess in the game. Mm. I don't know if it is or isn't. People were also saying that it looks like the Arbiter's Ground, and I don't think it does. And so I know a lot of stuff in the game isn't quote-unquote where it's supposed to be, mm-hmm. but if that's supposed to be the mirror and the Arbiter's Ground, they're, like, way not in the right place.
Wait, what's the Arbiter's Ground?
Where the mirror is.
Oh, right. Where the sage guys
yeah.
were. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, there was an area that I thought looked similar to that.
Well, yeah, there I thought there was too, but where these people are talking about, you can't even get inside, from what I can tell. So, I don't see why they're saying that it looks like the same area.
You're going to have to show me this later.
Okay.
Because I've also seen people saying that there's, like, the ruins or burned down Lon Lon Ranch.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just other various places like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I know for sure... I did find out one definite thing. So, I told you last time how I felt like the beginning might have been, like, the pre-10,000 years has passed, and they fight, you know, they unearth the divine beasts and whatever. I was thinking maybe the past bit happened before, what's it called, Ocarina of Time. But I found evidence that says that it all takes place after the Ocarina of Time.
Well, the one, like, the article that I was reading that was talking about that was saying that it has to be after the Ocarina of Time, and at least, like, the majority of the games, because it has all of the individual races, and yeah. I guess, like, all of the none of the games have all of them at the same time. It's either mm-hmm. like one or the other depending on what timeline it is.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. Part of me is starting to think that it might have been what I originally thought, and I think what a lot of people originally thought too is that it takes place in the downfall timeline. That's the one with Link's Awakening, or not Link's, yeah, Link's Awakening, A Link to the Past, and Zelda 1 and Zelda 2. And this just happens just a shit ton way, way later. So, I can't remember why. There was something that I was thinking why it would be that way, but I can't think off the top of my head now why I think that. But... yeah. That's the only thing I know for sure at this point.
That it's after Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, all of it. Even the story where all the legends come from. Oh, that's why. Okay, this is the reason why. In what's it called? A Link to the Past. There are some references to the sages. Their names. I can't remember exactly what, but the only other time that the sages are mentioned are in Zelda 1 and 2, I believe. Definitely in Zelda 2, because they're actually the names of the town. There's the town Rudo, and there's the town, what's her name? Or not her name, his name. I don't know. For one of the Gorons, I think. or for the Goron Sage. Daruna?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so the names of the towns, they're references to them, right? Or vice versa, since... Yeah. Anyways, this is the only other game that mentions the sages. And the reason for that, I feel, is that... Why it has to be that timeline. In Wind Waker, they wouldn't know the sages. Right? All of it gets washed away, and pretty much all the history is kind of fucked up.
I haven't finished that one.
Neither have I. But it's pretty much what it tells you in, like, the first half hour of the game. You find out that there's the legend that Link is supposed to come, and then he doesn't, and that's just so much time has passed between that that it's almost as if they've completely forgot about what happened before, you know, because they're still just waiting for Link. That's becomes the legend. And then, the other timeline with Twilight Princess, and what's the other game in that one? I don't remember. Shit. But, anyways, in that, there's no mention of, the sages, because they're, even though they're important, they're not the ones that ends up sealing Ganon. The only reason why the sages are kind of held into a high level in that first timeline and the downfall timeline is because they're actually the ones that sealed Ganon away. That's the only time that they're actually given any sort of importance. And so because of that, they talk about specifically Ruto. Or Ruta, I guess is her name. I can't remember. The
Zora Princess?
Yeah, the Zora Princess from Ocarina of Time. Is it Ruta?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, they actually mention her in the game, in Breath of the Wild. You can find a little hint about her.
There's also, like, a place named after her.
Yeah. And, yeah, there's other places that are named after other things. And well, that could be...
a lot of places named after places in all of the games.
Yeah. And that could be, like, Easter eggs or whatever, but... But I feel like that's why it has to be. If you're going to pin it down to anyone, I guess we'll have to see if there's anything else in the story when I beat the game, but okay. At this point, that's my theory.
Well, hopefully next time we'll know.
Right.
Or we'll have some more vague ideas.
Extremely vague. Case, yeah. Yeah. Well, it just feels like they want to bring some mystery back to the timeline, I guess.
They're like, we'll tell you this whole timeline, and then we're just going to screw it up.
Yep. Like, well, it's just funny how for so long they're like, there's no timeline. There's no timeline. And then this book comes out, and they're like...
Here's this timeline. Actually bought the second book long ago.
How is that?
It's pretty cool. It goes through each game and it gives you like the concept art and like the character designs and weapons and
oh, I think we talked about this.
All sorts of stuff.
Did we?
No, because I just bought it like last weekend.
Maybe we talked about it.
How we wanted it.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I'm how much was it? Was it $25 also?
No. It was $40.
I'd still pay.
But I found it at Walmart for like $27.
Oh shit. I'm gonna go to Walmart.
Or maybe it was $35.
Still, either way.
Yeah. But I think you can find it on Amazon for about that same price.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I want to get that because the Hyrule Historia is like the only game book that I've ever got, and I love it. All the artwork in there is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So. I gotta pick that up. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's amazing. Like I said, not perfect. But I can't wait. I honestly can't wait until I get to the next part. I'm just... The completionist in me is getting to me, and it's just like, you have all these lists now. Go and finish some of this stuff that you found. And so I've been trying to go town by town and finishing up what I have to do.
I'm honestly not done a whole lot of the side quests. Like, if I remember, like, oh, yeah, this person over here needed this. I'll go back and do it. But I haven't really, like, looked at it and be like, oh, we can do this now. Oh, we can do this now.
Well, I don't want to give anything away. But at least for the towns, there you definitely do want to help as many people as you can. Because specifically with the... I think it's with the Zoras. Yeah, it's with the Zoras. One of the quests basically points you to a hint that tells you where to find a piece of armor.
Okay. So. Is it the one with the little girl sending a love letter down the river?
No.
I want to finish that one. I want to know how it turns out.
That one's kind of weird.
Well then.
Yeah. Well, because technically she's not a little girl, right?
She, like, comes up to your kneecaps. She looks pretty small.
Yeah, no. But isn't there somebody that says how the Zoras age so much slowly? Yeah, I think that might be her. Or maybe it's a different one where she's, like, bitching and moaning that everybody still considers her a little girl, even though she's, like... I can't remember.
No, I don't remember her saying that.
It must have been someone else. I don't know. But yeah.
Just like that crabby and racist guy in the Zora town.
Oh my god, right?
He does not like Hylians.
I just like how it's...
She could love someone like you.
Right? If you talk to all the old people, all the old Zoras, they're all really racist.
Like being in the South.
I just wonder if that comes from a place, because they say, like, the older Japanese people are pretty racist, right? Like, isn't that a thing? That maybe, like, 10 years ago, I think, was something that I heard, like, it was just weird. Because you would get a lot of racism from the older Japanese folks. So I'm wondering if that's, like, a call to that.
I don't know. I've heard that it's not so much racism as just not being Japanese. Like, regardless of what you are, you're not Japanese.
Yeah.
You're just outsider.
Yeah. That's what I mean, though.
Okay.
Because, yeah. That's still racist, right? I mean, it's a little different than the typical racism of, like, singling out a race and disliking it. It's more broad.
Generalized racism.
Yeah. It's... It's reverse racism. Oh, wait, that's a different thing.
Reverse racism isn't a thing. It's just racism. Unless you're, like, accepting of everyone. Like, reverse racism would be accepting of everyone. That's what I would think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or is that anti-racism?
It's the same thing.
I don't know. This is getting too political.
I'll make some comments later about people making reverse racist, quote-unquote, posts on Facebook all the time.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite kind of posts.
Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
I think that covers it. The story's good. Like, I am enjoying the story as much as I still hate Zelda's voice. God, is she annoying.
Like that memory that we got you in the forest at the Switch press conference or whatever it was before it came out when they showed it and it was Japanese with just subtitles. The voice actor in the Japanese, it was way more emotional and powerful than the English one. And like when I saw it in English, I was just like, oh, this does not have the same effect.
Yeah, she just feels whiny the whole time. Like...
Well, she's a teenage girl.
Yeah, and I get it. Like, the way that they're positioning it, it's really... I don't know. But for me, it's just kind of like, all right, chick, just suck it up. Like, you're being too bitchy. Like, I don't know. It bothers me.
I don't know. For me, it kind of strikes a chord with... Did you ever play Final Fantasy X?
No.
Well, the main chick, Yuna, she has, like, these impossible things that she's supposed to set out to do. And she's not whiny. Like, she's optimistic all the time, even though she knows that she's eventually supposed to die.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, like, she's doing the best that she can with what she has been dealt.
Yeah.
So, for me, it feels like Zelda's just trying to... Like, she's still a kid, and she knows that she has this huge responsibility, and she's just trying to live up to that, because everybody's expecting her to.
Yeah. And I mean, I get that, but it's just, there's some parts of it where I'm just like, I don't like... And I think it seriously just boils down to the tone of her voice. Like, the voice actor. It feels... far more whiny, like purely whiny, like I'm just gonna sit there and complain and not do anything about it.
I can see that a little bit,
and it's clearly she's not, like, she's trying to do something about it, but it feels that way with the tone that comes across, you know. It's more like, oh, have pity on me, instead of, oh, I'm frustrated.
Yeah, more sorry for herself.
Yeah.
That's fair. And honestly, for me, the voice actor for Zelda is probably my only complaint with the game.
Yeah.
But, oh well. What can you do?
Yeah.
Mute it.
Right. Anytime a scene comes up, just load up the Japanese version on YouTube.
Just imagine Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh. Holy cow, can we do that? Can we get him to do that?
Christopher Walken?
Both.
At the same time.
We could have one of them play... Oh, wait, that won't work.
One of them, Link? He doesn't say anything. Done.
Right?
In the bag. I thought it was interesting in the Zora Kingdom that the prince is the one that got all the... got a voice actor, but the king didn't. Unless he has, like, some speaking lines later.
I don't remember. But like, yeah, I like...
The prince talks to you, and then you're talking to the king, and there's just dialogue boxes, and he's like, That's, like, the only sound that he makes.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I like the prince. He's pretty cool. Apparently the internet's going crazy about him over
time. Yeah, that's what Adrian was saying.
Yeah, that's what... Danielle told me. Star told me. Yeah. Which, I mean, I think he's hilarious.
Every time he smiles, it is like the little gleam on his teeth.
Right? And he's just like, oh my god. And he just did it all the time. It was perfect. The way they did that.
Yeah.
It was very Groose-like without the annoyingness of Groose.
I liked Groose only because whenever he was around, the music turned all wonky. And I really enjoyed that. It was like a sad version of the music when he came around.
I don't remember that. I'll have to play it again.
But other than that, he was not that great of a character.
Oh, he annoyed me, but and there was something about...
his love of tiny birds.
And his pompadour was just so... and the fact that he always had to point it out.
Yeah.
Like... it was, I thought it was funny, even though...
he was such a dumb guy.
Yeah, he was like Biff, except he had, like, these parts of him that were actually likable. And then, like, when the end of that came around, and you're like, oh, he is actually a good guy, he's just an idiot.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. 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 Anything else?
No, don't think so.
Yeah, me neither.
Maybe my next one will... one of us will have beat the game.
Yeah.
Probably you.
Well, I have... I think I'll probably beat it in the next few days, honestly. Because normally I try to get my stuff done on the weekend. And I got a lot of that stuff done today. So, you know, random things. Adult things.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm going to try to plow through it. That was what my long weekend was designed for. It's like, if I didn't have it done by then, I was going to try to get at least as close as possible. And I have played a lot. But I'm also going to try to spend tonight for editing and actually creating the video that I wanted to create for the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Release them both at the same time. I think that'll be cool. Yeah. What are your plans? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
For
beating it.
Oh, like in general? What am I going to do in the next 2 weeks? I wanted to go to the zoo.
I wanted to buy a pony.
Oh no, where is it going to live? My patio's the pony too small.
Zoo. You could just board it. That's how it works, right? Well, I could
just walk across the arroyo behind our complex and see all the horses.
Oh, that's true.
Which, there's so many of them.
There's a bunch of horses that, like, people take down there, too, right?
Yeah, they just walk along there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, on Alameda, there's that Jiffy Lube mm-hmm. by, like, 4th Street. I was driving that way coming home, and there's just this lady with a pony talking to the guy holding the sign at the Jiffy Lube, so I'm just stopped at the light, and she's just there with the horse talking to this guy.
Wow, that's awesome.
The horse is really cute, but...
Only in New Mexico. Yeah. That's cool. I'm jealous now. I want a pony.
I don't live anywhere near there, just so you know. Nobody stalk me. I'm very boring. Hopefully, well, I don't think we'll beat it this weekend.
Yeah.
Hopefully by next weekend, because we've done a good chunk of the... Like, we have a good amount of hearts, and we have 2 stamina wheels.
I will say that once you start... That's the thing, is after I got the first Divine Beast done, I was, like, totally geared up to go and do the second one that I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then that led me to the third one pretty much right away
after. Yeah, and, like, we know where all of them are, because we've been to all of the villages.
Yeah.
So once we beat the lizard... It was like 10 minutes and we were already doing the one for...
Yeah, I feel like you get sucked in. That's why I was like, put the brakes on. Yeah. Let's go do some stuff.
So we might do that and then go back to exploring before we go to the castle or whatever the next main objective is.
Yeah. Yep. And then I want to try to do a speed run. See how fast I could do it.
Isn't it like an hour?
Well, so... There was one that I saw, I think it was like 25 minutes that somebody get it in. It was really ridiculous. It was under an hour, I know that much. It was ridiculous. I don't know what they... But I would really love to see if anybody can possibly just go straight there from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, theoretically, you don't need the Master Sword, right? Or do you? I don't know.
I don't know. I was thinking that... Essentially, you could do it without it.
It would just probably take longer to beat Ganon, but probably take longer to do all the shrines.
Yeah, that's for a speed run. In order to beat it in that amount of time, I would assume that you don't get the Master Sword, because I think you have to have at least 13 hearts to get the Master Sword.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's 13.
Which Adrian actually tried to cheat on that.
Did he try to eat something?
Yeah. And yeah. I was like, that's not going to work, because then everybody would be doing that.
Right.
And he's like, no, it'll be fine.
Death.
That's what you get for being a cheater.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was Jason told me how many you needed. So, like, once I actually had that many, it's like, all right, I'll head there. Because I knew where it was. I didn't need anybody to tell me. Because once you see it on the map, you're like, oh, that has to be it. That has to be where that place is.
Well, we actually found it on accident.
Yeah.
Because we were just going through there. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, what's that? Oh, yeah, I should wear my glasses when I play more often. You probably see a lot more things.
Probably.
But yes. And then I went and sold all of our stamina and...
Oh, got you traded it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How was that? Was it that bad?
No.
How much does it cost?
It's... You get 100 rupees when you sell it, and then you have to pay 120 to get it back.
Okay.
So it's like a 20 rupee.
That's not bad.
No.
That's nothing, yeah.
Like, you could just sell some stuff.
And I haven't really been having a problem with money. Anyways.
We haven't just with the... either. But the ancient gear is what we're saving up for.
That's the only time where I was like, all right, I need to save up some money.
Yeah.
Because you find it and it's just so expensive. Like, just one of them right off the bat.
Yeah.
And there's three of them.
Yeah.
And you're just like, shit.
But. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I don't have any news, really. There is a few things that I kind of saw, but I don't know if you want to
SteamWorld Dig 2. That's kind of old news, but it's still exciting to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming to the Switch, I think.
What?
Did you play SteamWorld Dig?
No, I think I have it, but I never actually played it.
It's really fun. And it gets a little bit weird towards the end. But it's still...
What do you mean gets weird?
Really good. Like, there's a twist.
Oh, there's a twist?
Yeah.
Now I have to guess what the twist is?
But I haven't played SteamWorld Heist. Bought that for the Wii U. And it has, like, the DLC and stuff, but I haven't got around to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much to play.
It's true.
I also got Binding of Isaac.
Isaac's been binded. That game is really, really fun. I love it.
Honestly, I might enjoy it more on my 3DS.
Yeah?
The co-op is kind of cool. Because you get one of, like, the buddy people. Like, you, like the ghost or, like, the whatever, and they shoot, like, random things.
Yeah.
So that's what Player 2 plays as.
Oh, okay.
But in order to summon them, it takes one of Isaac's hearts. So when they die, you lose it forever.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're not very good, then you'll die really fast. but this, like, the audio doesn't seem quite as good.
Really?
Like, it seems a little bit wonky.
How so?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like, lower quality?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
That's
really unfortunate.
But it's the same game. I mean, you get all the dungeony goodness.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we could talk about it. Did you see the new trailer for that?
Yeah.
You feel like me. I feel like... Or I was kind of like, eh.
It's not Tim Curry.
Yeah, that was the thing. It was like, I think, because I went back and I actually watched the old It not too long ago.
Did you watch both movies? Like, both things?
The parts with the kids, it's very hit or miss for me with them. Like, sometimes they're pretty spot on, and other times you're like, they're just really bad kid actors. Whatever.
As it tends to go.
Yeah. And then it's kind of the same with the older group, but I realized the magic of that movie is the way that Tim Curry was very... He was very Joker-like, I guess you could say, where he was having fun, right? You know,
yeah.
It is having fun, and then he just gets really mean out of nowhere, and you're just like, okay. Like,
yeah, he's like kind of bipolar.
Yeah. And it feels like this one isn't going to be that way. Like, it's going to try to be very, very scary. And immediately I was kind of like, I'm not scared.
Like, yeah. Like, because I've seen a lot of stuff, like, on it for a long time. Like, teasers and, like, oh, this is what direction we're thinking of going, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, eh.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since they heard about them making it, I'm just, eh.
Yeah.
But this one is not going to be, like, a two-parter.
Yeah,
correct. It's just
yeah, because the other one was a TV miniseries,
right?
Which is, I think, that's how a lot of Stephen King's stuff was, yes. Like in the late '80s, early '90s, right?
I remember
Langoliers
staying up past my bedtime to watch it, and then regretting that.
They all float.
Yeah. Well, the night that I was leaving my friends, and I'm walking back to my car, and there's just that balloon very slowly. Like, oh, God, no.
Right?
That was terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. Miss Pac-Man? Google Maps?
I don't like Miss Pac-Man.
Do you like Pac-Man?
I do like Pac-Man.
So, I think this works on your phone. Yeah, okay, so this is what I was actually trying to get to Mark's work today. So if you search a place, if you just open up Google Maps and you hit the little new Miss Pac-Man logo that's there, the map, it just loads up a random place and you can play Miss Pac-Man.
That's kind of cool.
It's really cool because it's random. Like, it just like puts in a random coordinate. So you're always playing Pac-Man in a different way. Yeah, and so, I mean, other than that, it's the same Pac-Man, except you just don't know where you're going to go. And it's kind of weird to control, but yeah.
Oh, I feel like, yeah, like with a mouse, it might be.
Yeah. But still, it's pretty interesting. I thought it was a cool little thing that they've done. I don't know why they decided to do Miss Pac-Man, but whatever.
Maybe it's some sort of anniversary.
Oh, maybe.
That's what they're usually for.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, that's all the news I really got that seemed slightly interesting.
While you were letting the pepperoni out, I saw, I don't know if this is like confirmed or whatever, might just be a rumor, that there's going to be a Pokemon game for the Switch out this fall.
Ooh.
So I'll have to look into that. See what's going on.
I really think I'm going to get one by summer. By my birthday. June 9th, for anybody who would like to partake on my Amazon wish list, I will put the Switch on there.
Oh.
And you can Amazon wish list me.
I will not be doing that.
Damn.
I'll get you a nice used book.
Ooh. I'm okay with that. I like used books.
Okay. One of my books.
Used. You got some good books. Depends on what the book is. Is it one I already have?
No, I don't think so.
Are you looking?
Yeah. It's not.
I don't have a lot of books. You don't have it. Okay, good. We'll see.
I actually just finished it yesterday morning.
Oh. I haven't read a book in a while, honestly. I need to get on that.
I read on my breaks at work.
That's what I should start doing. I think I'm going to start doing that. Cool. Well, shall we call it a wrap?
Let's wrap it up.
All right. In a bow? In Saran.
Saran?
Yeah, Saran wrap. I mean, you don't want to say you're wrapping it in Saran wrap. That's just...
I'm going to go to the ATM machine.
Yeah, exactly. It's redundant.
It's true.
I'm going to wrap it in Saran. See, it makes sense.
In bubble.
In bubble, yep. I'm going to wrap it in bubble. I get it. If you don't get it, well then...
That's your problem.
Yeah. Peasants.
Do they know Roman numerals? With their
lack of Roman numeral knowledge.
Old-timey listeners might know what that's about.
Right? Or if you've ever... Oh, wait. Was it this year that the Super Bowl wasn't done in Roman numerals?
Because people don't know how to use them?
I think so. I don't know. I didn't watch the Super Bowl this year. So. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. If you would like to listen to us, check our Facebook until our page comes back, which it will eventually. I'm working out if I'm going to host the things myself and put my computer at risk. Yeah, because cybersecurity is a real thing, guys, and it's kind of difficult and scary. So, there's a good chance I'm probably going to host it elsewhere, which means I just have to figure out money and logistics and all that other stuff. So,
put that on your Amazon wish list.
Ooh, I should. Actually, I was thinking of doing a donate button on our website, and it'll like directly link. For some of the places that I've looked at, they offer to like, it'll, when they donate to you, it goes directly to the cost of the website.
So they know where it's going.
Yeah, so they know it's specifically going to pay
for it. We're not buying new bras and panties with it.
I mean, I might, but...
Awkward.
So find us on Facebook. There's... The Facebook page is...
I did it last time. It's your turn.
Your community manager, right? That's your title?
I was not aware of this title.
Social engineer?
Do I get a raise?
Yes.
To how much?
I'll give you 3 times the pay.
3 times 0 is still 0.
That's why I specifically worded it that way. Better than nothing, right?
Yes. I can't even find it on here now.
Technically, it's nothing. But I think it's just 8-bitshow. I think. Do know you can also find...
You're correct.
It's 8-bitshow?
The 8-bit space show.
Okay. You can also look up CGB Network, where eventually you will be able to find this and other podcasts like it, and some
maybe
not like
some
it.
Maybe some other things.
Yeah.
Pending discussions.
Yes. Yes.
Brainstorms.
Just the storms and the brains next
no
to one another. What?
No brain showers.
Oh.
Sounds messy.
That's true. I thought you were going to go the golden route.
No, that's gross. Nobody wants that. Some people do.
Some people want that.
Yeah. None of us want that.
Yeah.
We know some of those people.
Do we? Oh, yeah, we do. I forgot about that. That's funny. Okay. Well, you can find me on Twitter. I still haven't posted anything new on there. Frankie1029.
I posted a link to our last show.
Oh, nice.
I gave no explanation of what it was. Just hyperlink.
That works.
So that's at Zambot. Instagram. At Zambot. With an X.
Yeah, that covers it. Man, we're boring.
We are old.
Right.
And boring.
Well, I'll get on the Tweety box. I'll figure
Too
it out.
Too much Tweety box?
No, not enough Tweety box.
It's never enough Tweety box.
That's true.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. In the bag. Done. Bye.
Mount.
Drop that mic. No,
your
please
mic.
Don't.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
It's rude.
Yeah. It's already kind of falling apart, so I appreciate it. Okay, bye, guys.